to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
And it doesn't matter how much we talk about Jesus born in the manger and Jesus coming to the world. You need to identify these seven weapons. That's the reason why Jesus comes, to give you power to destroy those seven weapons and not let them destroy you. That's the purpose of Christmas. That's the purpose of Jesus. So I want to center around that this morning and help you to understand and identify these problems, these weapons. So some things that you are facing is because these weapons are fighting against you. Let me tell you, there are three forces that none of us can change. Three forces that oppose us every day. Black and white, rich and poor, doesn't matter, color or whatever. All nation, all people have the same three forces in the world that oppose us. Let me tell you three of them. Number one, the world. The world is a force against us. It's, what does the world do? It surrounds us and squeezes us. That's what it does. We live in a world that we can't get rid of. So every day we wake up into that world, it surrounds us with all its problems. And we live there, so it squeezes us. Sometimes you feel squeezed, right? You just get up and you feel life is what? Squeezing you, crushing you. So that's the force of the world. That's one of the forces in the world. Then the second one is the flesh. You can't get away from your flesh. The flesh is always with us. And the biggest war is the flesh. Not somebody else's flesh. Your flesh, my flesh. Can you believe it? That I have a flesh that is fighting me? That is against me? Don't really cooperate with me. So that's the second one. The third one is the devil. The devil. What does the devil do? He attacks me, he attacks you. Think about it. The world closing in on you. The flesh is against you, and the devil is attacking you. Think about those three powerful forces. So how do we survive here? That's the question here this morning. How do we survive here? How do we survive? When we can't get rid of the world, you can't get rid of the flesh, and you can't get rid of the devil. So how do we survive? And that's why we were told that Jesus came. That God sent Jesus Christ. And Jesus came to give us power and liberty over these forces. So I hope you get that. My two favorite portion of the Bible, if the whole Bible was going to be taken away and I have to choose two chapters, I'll choose Romans 8 and Romans 7. Romans 8 and Romans 7. We're going to talk because those two tells us who we are, what we're up against, and give us the key to overcome. So if you only have those two chapters, 7 and 8, you have enough to survive. And so we're going to look at Romans chapter 7 this morning. And we're going to read from 15 through 25. You're going to read this morning. You're going to read the word. Amen? Stand to your feet. Let's honor God by reading the word of God. You're going to read the word of God. So there's no way the devil can oppose you this morning that you did not read your Bible. We're going to make sure that the devil cannot attack you today that you did not read your Bible. So let's read. Begin from verse 15 together. Let's read. What I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Let's read. talking about me, talking about you. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about your neighbor. He's talking about you and me. All right, let's look at 60. If then I do, I will not do, I agree with the law that it is good. Look at 18. But now it is no longer I who do it. Let's read that one more time. We got to get it this morning. Who is doing it? Somebody strong inside of us. Let's read it. But now it is no longer I who do it, but the sin. Lift up your hand and pray right now. Say out loud, Heavenly Father,
I surrender
my life to you. In the name of Jesus, I accept
Jesus Christ
in my life
right now.
His blood
will
remove
all my sins.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's it right there. It's not you. It's the sin in you that make you rebel. Let's look at verse 18. For I know that in me, nothing good dwells, for to do with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. How many of us know what is good and we can't do it? How many of us know to do the right thing and yet we can't do it? This happened. How many of us? That's it. All of us. Not one person exempt from it. Not one person. We know what is right. And we know that we're supposed to do it, but we can't do it. That's what he said. Look at verse 19. But the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil, I practice. Isn't that something? The things that I say I won't do, I know it's evil, I know it's wrong. And the things that I know is right, I say I'm going to do the right and I can't do it. And I say I'm not going to do the evil and I do it. How many people find themselves in that dilemma? Find yourself in that dilemma. Let's read it. Verse 20. So powerful here. Let's read this. Now if I do what I will not, it is no longer I who do it, but it's sin. You have to recognize the sin. You have to recognize sin. Let's look at 21. I find them a law that evil is present with me. The one who will do good. Let's read. Let's get this done. But I see another law in my member, warring against the law. My mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, law of the sin. Amen. And that's the end of the reading for today. You may sit up. So this is powerful. The mind and the flesh. The flesh serve sin. But with my mind, I'm serving God. With my mind, I will to serve God. With my flesh, I'm prone to serve sin. So there are seven enemies that war against us every day and keep us in captivity. Enemy number one, shame. Shame. So many people battle with what? Shame. Enemy number one, the spirit of shame. Why? Because I do something that I don't want to do, and now I am ashamed. And when I'm ashamed, I have no power. I have no power. I become powerless. When people live with shame, they're living with guilt. When people live with guilt, they're living in bondage. Doesn't matter. Once shame comes into our life, we now become a prisoner. Now that's what Paul says. Paul says, I'm not ashamed, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it was power. So here Paul give us a clue. Breaking shame, you can't break it by yourself. You can't break it by seeing a psychiatrist, a counselor. You can only break shame through the power of Almighty God, the Word of God, the gospel, Jesus Christ, salvation, accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible declares, therefore, there is no condemnation to them that accept me. There is no condemnation to them that come to know God. Isn't this beautiful this morning? Isn't this great that when I come to Jesus, I have no condemnation? My shame is gone. I do not have to live under the guilt of shame. Under what I have done. Because he doesn't condemn me. I condemn myself. The people condemn you. The world condemn you. The devil condemn you. But there's only one that does not condemn you. And that's Jesus Christ. And that's true liberty. Hallelujah. I come here to tell you that true freedom is in Jesus Christ. True freedom is in Jesus. One doesn't get free by things. One doesn't get free by their own self-power and will. One only gets free by Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. So the Bible declares, who the Son set free is free indeed. There's no condemnation. Do not walk or live your life under guilt and shame. Jesus came to set us free from that. Amen? Amen? You got to know that and receive it into your life. If the devil can bring shame into our life, he'll keep us away from true liberty and true freedom. That's enemy number one. You got to get rid of that. Get rid of shame. The devil is so wicked. He puts shame on you for any little thing. You gain a little weight and you're ashamed of yourself. So it's conscious. And then everything around you leads you. But this is what shame leads you to. Number two, uncontrollable thoughts. Number two, the enemy that you got to fight, uncontrollable thoughts. Is your thought ever run crazy? You be thinking some crazy stuff and you don't have really no reason why you're thinking all these crazy stuff.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Oh, Christ, be the center of our lives. Be the place we fix our eyes. The center of our life.